So the Pine City Council Special Emergency Meeting of Friday, April 30th, 2010, is called to order at 8:38 a.m. I was almost going to say p.m., I'm so used to it. We'll take roll call. Let's start with staff and then move on into councilors present at City Hall. Come on.
Is that working with the right spot?
Yeah, it's recording real nice.
City Recorder Luana Damavell.
Administrative Assistant Patty Morgan.
Councilor Barbara Hedges.
Councilor Don Brenner.
Councilor Adele McAfee. And Mayor Kitty Shields. For the record, Councilor Brenner and Hedges are present at City Hall. Staff is present at City Hall. Councilor McAfee and Mayor Shields are both conferenced in by phone. And Councilor Ward is away on vacation. We do have a quorum. We will continue on with the meeting. Luana, would you like to lead in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Sure, except we don't have a flag.
Oh,
hang on a second.
I forgot about that one.
We
have
a tiny table flag.
Yeah. Okay, this is all a good sign. This council should not do morning meetings.
We can pretend.
Caught me off guard on that.
I'll be
right
back.
Yeah, find another one.
Weird.
5-yard penalty for delay of the game.
Yep, I thought the smoke was lower than that.
I shouldn't have said that. That's on the record.
Okay, we're a good natured bunch here.
Oh boy, the honor guard.
Okay, everybody ready?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Luana.
Apologize for that.
That's all right. Okay, since this is a special meeting and an emergency meeting, there is only the one item on the agenda, and that is approval of support letter for Little Deschutes Lodge Phase 2. And Luana has a staff report on that she will do for us.
Okay, the purpose of this meeting, emergency meeting, is as follows.
Out of breath.
Mr. Rob Roy of the Little Deschutes Lodge has requested a letter of support from the City of Lapine with the deadline of April 30th, 2010, which is today. There has been an issue with information that was submitted on an application from Mr. Roy that needed to be resolved. A meeting was held yesterday morning, April 29th, 2010, with governing jurisdictions, and the issue was resolved. Up until that meeting, the city was not in a position to provide an informed decision regarding a letter of support for the Little Deschutes Lodge Phase 2 project until it obtained certain information from the developer. As a result of this meeting, we are anticipating an amended application from the developer to clarify some of the information provided on that application. The letter of support is required by April 30th, 2010, today, to be sent to Mr. Victor Merced of the Oregon Housing and Community Services in order for this project to move forward.
Thank you, Luana. And I think some of us might have some other background too. I don't know if you were able to talk with other councilors at all, but this really pretty much covers it. So the question is, does anyone feel like they're fully informed to make a decision on approving the letter of support? I'll start. I do.
I don't, because the last I talked to Jeremy, it was he and I were both completely against it. I understood that there were issues that I don't know if they've been resolved.
That's what Luana's staff report addressed, that those issues have been resolved.
It's not clear to me what has been resolved.
I see.
The 4,000, the 18,000, are the people going to get their rent lowered or anything like that? And I don't feel comfortable just going on the word it's been resolved after having a half hour conversation about all the problems. So.
And actually, I had a 2 minute conversation with Luana coming in. That was the extent of what I know. That there were issues and that was it.
Okay. What it was some confusion with the contents of the application. And that confusion has been cleared up. And because I wasn't at that meeting either, and it had it explained to me how it was cleared up. There's confusion on how what formula they were using to come up with the tax abatement amount. Yes, anyway, that was cleared up. But what will happen as a result of the meeting yesterday is that we will be receiving an amended application from Little Deschutes Lodge. Is that correct, Luana?
Yes.
There she is.
Reflecting the... I just don't know how to word it at all. The accurate... go ahead, Councilor Greiner. I can't pull the word out of my brain.
When discussing with Jeremy, I find that if we go ahead and do this, it will put it on the track for phase two. However, if at a later date, after we receive the information, the amended information, we wish to, we can send a letter retracting our support. And knowing the need for this type of housing in our community, I'd like to move forward with it, with the idea that if we are not happy with the proposal that's given to us, that we immediately send a letter retracting our support.
That's right. Thank you for that, Councilor Greiner. He did say that to me, too. So, and that's always an option. I don't anticipate anything like that. There was some confusion in structure, how the structure of the tax abatement was spelled out in the original application, and like I said, that will be amended and come back to us to give a true reflection of the structure of this. It doesn't change the amount of rent. That was my concern, that it doesn't change the amount of rent for the tenants.
So it won't go down?
Mm-mm, no.
Yeah.
Okay. So apparently everyone had talked to Jeremy and are kind of aware of what went on. And I'm sorry, but I guess I was excluded from that conversation. So I really cannot at this time make an informed decision. But I think that there is a quorum from the three of you.
It sounds like it. Yeah, I thought you had been trying to reach you. And
I was in a out of my office all day on when was it? Thursday.
Okay. So,
Councilor McAfee, just to let you know, the information that I got came at our last board meeting and. Not a long conversation, so I don't believe that I have any more information than you do, other than the fact that we were told very plainly that if we decide that we want to go ahead and approve this, and I apologize for this, if we go ahead and approve this, we can still rescind our support. And knowing the need in this community, I'd like to move forward with it, subject to approval of the final.
Thank you. I like your song. Pretty cool.
Yeah, we can I want to do what everyone's comfortable with. I certainly wouldn't want to hold up a project. Yeah, and I think it turns out that there's no need to have done so. And so if we can make a motion for approval of the support letter with the acknowledgement that obviously we have the right to withdraw that support if how would a person word that?
Kitty, before you go on, Vicki Jackson is here raising her hand as a question.
Sure. Go ahead.
Kitty? I've got a couple questions. And I know when Rob Roy came to your April 14th meeting, he was asking for the letter of support. And when you had stated in the minutes that the council was going to look at it and get back to him, what I don't understand is why didn't he state the deadline that he needed to have this letter of support? That's my first question.
I can't answer for Rob Roy.
Okay, you don't know. Okay.
No.
The main thing is, and I'm sure Jeremy, who's your attorney, is aware, this is a violation. This meeting was not announced to the public until 2:34 yesterday afternoon. There's not even a minimum 24-hour notice to the public.
It's an emergency meeting.
Well, this is not, okay, the meaning of emergency, this is not emergency for the city and the Pine. It might be emergency for the contractor, but it's not an emergency for the city of Lapine. And the second thing is, the public, this amended application you're talking about, you're saying it's coming in, so you're going to vote before you get your amended application, and then you're going to rescind your vote. Does that make sense? So those are my three questions.
We didn't say we're going to rescind our vote. It's with the acknowledgement that if we don't get the clarification on the amended application that we deem is appropriate, we reserve the right to revoke our approval.
I think we can go a little bit further than that because the point to me is this. We need more affordable housing in the city. And the quicker if we stall this, it's going to mean that it's going to be months down the road to get it going. And under the circumstances, with the possibility of being able to rescind what our support is, if necessary, and personally knowing what has been done and looking at the Deschutes Lodge and how it's been constructed and how happy the people are that are residing there, in order to block that, by blocking it without presenting our support, I think is not doing the city a service.
Exactly, and I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And that's one of the things that I was going to point out for you, Vicki. That is, in fact, why it is an emergency, because it would be a huge outcry because of a misunderstanding, and the public might see this as the city holding up a very beneficial project. That would not look good for the city. This is an emergency.
I don't believe that we would hold up the project by not sending out this letter. I just think that this would just add a little bit additional support to the application. But the project, I think, is going to go ahead one way or the other. But I would think that as a city, we would want to let our constituents know that we fully agree that we need additional housing and that we're willing to support it.
Exactly, and this is the time to do it.
Does anybody know
how many deadline?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Does anybody know how many people have applied for this second phase?
I can tell you now that I believe there's a total of 100 letters of interest, over 100, on the first one. There were actually, I think if I remember right, around 60. I'd have to talk to Rob Roy for sure, but I think there was about 60 that were qualified, that seemed to be qualified, and then with the first, what is it, 31 or 32 applications, they filled all of the apartments, and I think there's 26 apartments there. So it appears to me that right now they have probably, without what's been added since, they probably have around 30 or 35, somewhere in that neighborhood, applications of people that appear to be qualified for the housing.
Yeah, I believe Rob gave us a rundown on all of this at our last meeting when he gave his presentation, didn't he?
I didn't hear any number that... I'm not very uncomfortable with this because I would never have thought of Jeremy if I had not called him. And it's another one of those things where we're given something to vote on without all the facts, and I'm very uncomfortable with it. If they can go ahead without the letter of support, I would not be willing to go along with that.
Okay, and I got the impression from Little Deschutes Lodge that this letter of support is very important to them. It wasn't specifically stated how, and I didn't hear it directly from Rob Roy. I don't know. But anyway, that was my understanding, was that it's very important for them to get this letter. This is the city that they're doing their project in. And I'm sure it could make it more difficult for their funding and such if they don't show that they do have the support of this community for the project. So, again, I don't feel bad about supporting, about approving the letter of support.
I think the point should be made is that you feel comfortable because that you have had conversations regarding it. It really upsets me that this hasn't been fully vetted, because I do not have any information. I do not know what the original issue was. And I think that staff has failed in their duty to inform the counselor sufficiently. I'm going to have to go on record as abstaining from this vote because, and it's such an important project, it's a needed project inside, but I don't know any of the details. And I'm really upset about it.
Well, Lana, you were at that meeting. Do you know how to phrase that any better?
The meeting yesterday was held with the tax assessor, the county attorney, the city of Bend attorney, Rob Roy, and his and Rima, and I don't know who the people were with him. I'm assuming they were one of them with his attorney.
Can I interject here?
Sure.
I think that it would make me feel better if you got Jeremy on the phone.
And then he's one of them. Said, Jeff, I was going to ask how many people you can conference in.
Oh, do you want me to get him?
Yeah, I think I can.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to get something set up on our
phone. What number is he at?
I think he's at his home number, too.
What is that?
I could have a print until about 10 o'clock.
Let me try to get a hold of him on the other line and see what number he can be available at.
I hate this time.
Outlook, because it always times out on you.
Kitty, is your application on file, the original one you submitted? For review?
Say that again.
Is the application that Bob submitted available for review?
Who's asking?
Vicki.
Vicki Jackson. Well, I wouldn't have it. It'd be in the office.
So it is here in the office? Okay.
No, we took it out and burned it.
Oh, good idea.
Kitty, wasn't that in the agenda packet for April 14th? I think it was, wasn't it? Didn't you guys?
I'm pretty sure that it was.
Yeah, so it's in our agenda. We have it here in our agenda packet.
I don't know.
Our official agenda packet.
But I don't have my fingertips.
Because I have the info for the purple meeting.
You're not getting him any phone number? Does he have a cell?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them that he's not answering.
Maybe you can call his office. Tell him again.
The bottom line was that the discrepancy in the application that they used for figuring what the tax abatement amount would be doesn't affect the difference in rent, or doesn't affect the amount of rent that the tenants would pay. And I really, really wish that I weren't feeling so sick because I could remember all this stuff better.
The only thing I remember was there was a big difference. It was $4,000 or
$18,000. We need to conference you all.
And since I don't know the outcome of all that discussion.
Yeah, and I understand that. They didn't tell me anything. They just said that there was an issue. Well, again, Jeremy had Christina make trouble trying to reach you. Like, all day yesterday, was here.
And you could have been reached in the evening, that's the other thing, because Kitty told me to say by the phone that he would call that evening of the next day, and I never heard, so I called him. And that was the only reason I heard from
him. The evening or the next day.
Right, and he never called.
Well, he kept saying he never called. You called me that next day in the morning. He hasn't called you yet.
Well, he hadn't called me by early afternoon, and I had to leave, and I called him.
Okay, I have Jeremy on the phone here.
Okay.
Where do we start?
Well,
I can't hear. You can't? Is he talking?
No, I have him on the other phone.
But can he call into the conference line with the bills?
What's his phone number, Luana? Tell him we're calling back.
Can Adele call you?
I'm not going to pick up for the record.
Oh, at this number? His cell number, do you have that, Adele?
What is it?
His cell phone number, do you have that?
No. We'll just get it to Adele quietly.
541.
Okay, don't do it quietly.
Well, we need to have a video here so she can hold it up.
Okay, let's get through this. 541.
Yeah.
678.
I'm sorry, what?
678.
Uh-huh.
2344.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay,
here we go.
It's
on public record.
It was not sure where the judge was. They had the judge a long time ago.
If I was Jeremy, it would be changed tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Jeremy's on the line.
Okay. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, Jeremy.
Yes. All right. Well, so go ahead, Luana or Adele, somebody go ahead and fire the questions at me. I'll hopefully have answers.
I hope so. We just have questions that Luana and I can't answer.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Jeremy, I don't know anything.
About what's going on?
About what the discrepancy was, why there was a discrepancy. I don't know anything.
Okay, well, I guess what we'll do is we'll take it from the top. This is the bottom line. What happened was, let's start from the time we submitted the lodge application to the county. As you know, under state law, we're required to submit the application or the resolution that was approved back in, I think it was December or January, to the county for processing. When we submitted the application to the county for processing, it was discovered by the county that there may have been some errors as it relates to the amount of the tax exemption.
Excuse me, Jeremy, you said we submitted, so that means the city submitted?
Yes,
we
submitted the resolution that included the application that was initially submitted by the lodge.
Right,
to the county for processing. Basically, once you submit the application to the county for processing, the county reviews the information and ultimately processes the tax exemption that the municipality granted the developer. This is all spelled out in the statute. What happened was, and frankly, our application that we submitted was the first one that was actually comprehensive and complete. The other applications that they had received was missing, apparently, parts of information. But in our comprehensiveness, if you will, the county was able to review the lodge's application and ultimately discovered some concerns. And the concerns that the county discovered related to the amount of a tax exemption. Apparently in the application, and I don't have that application in front of me, so I can't give you actual numbers, but the numbers that the developer had identified were not jiving with the numbers that the county had. And so that caused some concern with the county. The county then contacted me and informed me of a possible discrepancy. The county then immediately contacted the city of Bend and asked the city of Bend to submit a more complete application or to provide additional information so they could look at the city of Bend applications as well. And so during that review of the city of Bend applications, it was discovered that there were similar discrepancies or similar issues. And so over the course of the past few weeks, I have been working with the city of Bend and the county to try to figure out why the discrepancy exists. As I said, the city of Bend has identical issues, only difference is those projects have been going on, I believe, for a few years, whereas ours is just now starting. Yesterday, or I should say earlier this week, in response to a request from Rob Roy that the city quickly process this letter of support, I called Rob and was very frank with Rob about what some of the concerns were at this point with the application. And what I suggested to Rob is that we ASAP, as quickly as possible, get together with the county and with the cities to figure out if we had an issue and if we did have an issue, how we could resolve that issue. And so yesterday morning, we had a last minute meeting scheduled. We had the county there, we had the city of Bend there, of course I was there along with Luana. We also had Rob Roy, Rima, their attorney, and some other people I believe that were all within were all void or the weakness of the developer. So we went through the application of municipalities, that's what our concerns were, and it appears that the reason for the discrepancy is because in the application, the amount of the tax exemption was based on the developer being taxed under a special assessed value, and I don't know how familiar all of you are with property taxes, but basically a special assessed value would reduce somebody's tax liability. It would basically, the property subject to a special assessed value would be taxed at a rate lower than what a property subject to full fair market value would be subject to. And so the amount of the tax exemption reflected in the application was less than what would have been reflected had it been based on full real market value. Does everyone follow me up to this point?
Yeah.
And so basically their position was, well, we've always been advised by our council that even though we didn't submit the special assessed value application, that's how the building would be taxed, and therefore that was our numbers. Mm-hmm. Our numbers were based on our assumption or our position that the property at a minimum would be subject to this lower assessed value or taxable value, and therefore our numbers reflect that assumption.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the concern was as well that there was some reference in the application to consultation with the county as far as how they came up with these numbers. However, the county was of the opinion or had the position that consultation didn't exist. There was some consultation, but not to the extent that, frankly, would have put the county in a position that they could have said, yes, those were the numbers that we gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, it is the developer's position that it doesn't even matter, ultimately, what amount of tax we show on the application as being saved or passed off to the renter. The bottom line is we've got a zero tax assessment, it's exempt, and all of that is being passed off to the renter, period. So if we put up $1 million or $10,000, either way that tax savings is going to the renter. And it's part of, you know, that tax savings is wrapped in to a fairly convoluted computation that ultimately is submitted to the state for approval anyway. And if the state doesn't approve it, the project doesn't go forward.
Mm-hmm.
So where we're at today is we had the meeting. They gave us an explanation as to why there was that discrepancy. At this point in time, I think it's appropriate. We were going to actually discuss this probably next week, but the bottom line is I'm of the opinion that they need to amend their application to reflect the actual tax values. The bottom line is the city council needs to know real numbers. If those real numbers are the special assessed value, then those real numbers need to be indicated, needs to be reflected that these are based on special assessed values. Likewise, the same needs to be done for the real market values. And I believe the city of Bend is taking the same position on this as well, that the applications need to be amended. And frankly, there is that additional issue that we don't have because the property has already been on the tax roll, and again, the project's been going forward for years. So, you know, that's something that they're going to deal with. From this point, what I'm intending to do is intending to call Gary Firestone over at the City of Bend, talk to him a little bit further about, what steps he's going to take. I think that ultimately we'll probably both conclude that an amended application is appropriate, and that amended application should go in front of the City Council and ultimately be approved by the City Council.
Okay, so what you're asking for today is a letter of support for the amended application?
No, I'm not asking, first of all, I'm not asking for anything. The developer is asking for a letter of support as it relates to this new project. I believe, if my recollection is correct, they partitioned their property, and on this newly created legal lot of record or tax lot, they're wanting to build what I believe is called phase two of the project. That is what that letter of support concerns.
I'm sorry, say that again. If the letter of support is concerning the partition?
No, the, yes. Oh, yes. My understanding is that the letter of support concerns phase two of this project, of this low-income housing project.
Okay.
That's my understanding. Is Rob or Rima present at the meeting?
No.
Okay.
Jeremy, this is Don Viner.
Don.
It seems to me like you told us at the meeting the other day, let's see, when was it? It seems to me like I remember you stating that if we went ahead and gave this letter of support, that doesn't mean that if we come up with findings later that the city council believes that it was inappropriate to send this letter, that we could also send a second letter stating that we withdrew our support and listing the reasons for that. Is that not correct, or did I make a mistake?
No, no, you didn't make a mistake. And Don, that wasn't a meeting. That was, you had called me earlier this week, and that is correct. That is what I told you, that,
yes.
You know, under the time constraints, the city is obviously being placed in a heck of a predicament. I mean, this is a very complex situation. We're doing our best to figure out what went on. And I think yesterday's meeting was very telling. I mean, it was very informative. But yes, it's my opinion that if we were to go ahead and support this project and later find that there were errors or issues, I don't see why we couldn't then follow that letter of support up with another letter saying, hey, you know, we've got problems here and these are the problems. Let me put it this way. We would need to do that. I mean, I think that would be prudent and in the city's best interest. There's no reason why we wouldn't.
Is that, Adele, does that address your concerns and Barbara?
Yeah, at least I can understand what the situation was.
It's
what it was.
Hi,
and it's unfortunate, Adele, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Kitty, but
that's okay.
I thought that we wanted to have communicated to all of you that by all means you can call me and we can talk about the issue. It's been a little bit of a circus. I mean, there's no doubt about it. There's a lot of moving parts. There's at least three governing jurisdictions right now involved. And a lot of attorneys involved. And, you know, the system itself, the tax exemption program, it's complex. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, there frankly are attorneys that specialize in this area. So we like the city, are trying to piece this together and, figure out what went wrong, if anything, and obviously that meeting, again, yesterday was very informative. I think at this point, however, what's probably appropriate, is to require that amended application. And in the future, all applications that come into the city will need to reflect both full real market value and the special assessment value.
Yeah.
That way the city council has a better understanding of what type of tax exemption we're actually talking about, you know, the amount.
Right, okay.
Jeremy, it's Barbara. Has the new application been reviewed?
No, I don't even think it's, Barbara, I don't believe they're at that stage yet.
I think
it's that preliminary support letter that goes out just to initiate the process. They still need to go and file their application for this second phase. They're still going to have to go and get county certification. Everything else that they had to do in order to get the first exemption.
Okay. Okay, well, I feel comfortable. I think that this project certainly is very important. It's for the community. And it's unfortunate that this had to happen, that kind of mucked up the waters there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, actually, this is just in support of the phase two application, and just phase two, period, right?
Right.
That is correct, Adele.
And we expect that application to come in without any discrepancies. How would I say that, Jeremy?
I wouldn't say discrepancies. I just think that I think, frankly, all the municipalities in the county has learned that there is a need for much, much more communication between the developer and the municipality and the county before we go forward with these projects.
Right. Yep.
So
okay, thanks. I'm ready to make my decision.
You, Barbara wanted to ask a question.
Well, it, no, it could be an embarrassment to the city either way. If it, if we approve it and it isn't good, or if we don't and it turns out to be good, so...
Exactly. It's
yeah.
A dilemma.
To make it short, it's, we're in between the rock and the hard place.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you are, but you're also making decisions based on the best information that you have right now. You literally have all the information that I have. All the information that I believe the city of Bend and the county have, you know, we're doing our best to make sure that we have all the information we need to make a sound and firm decision.
We have someone here that would like to make a point or ask a question.
Jeremy, it's Vicki Jackson. How are you doing?
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
Good. Can you share on the phone what the discrepancies you're talking about are?
I'd be happy to. The amount of the tax factor that was identified on the application was not consistent with the amount that was that the county came up with. The actual numbers, and again, not having the file in front of me, I'm concerned by even the idea of throwing out numbers, but I believe in their application they identified a number to the tune of about $4,000. And I believe the county was coming up with numbers closer to $18,000. However, I also am aware that the $18,000 wasn't necessarily a firm number, and I've heard anywhere from $8,000 to
$18,000
now.
So,
for county numbers.
Generally, if this goes through and there's a sort of an in-between number that they come up with between the 4 and the 18,000, how's that going to affect the residents in the actual building?
Well, and that's a great question, and that's exactly what the city of Bend, and obviously I asked of the developer, and the response is it doesn't matter because, again, the exemption is an exemption. It's zero. And so all of that tax savings is passed off to the rent, period.
So in other words, if they come up with, we'll say $10,000, and they've allowed a credit of $4,000, that means they're going to have to come back and give the renters an additional $6,000 in credit distributed somewhere. Is that correct?
The developer's position on that is no, because they've already gone in as far as the rent is concerned. They based the rent based on the zero tax period.
Zero. It was never included in their rent. They're only stating that this is what the savings is from their numbers. That's what they're
that
doing.
That's
what
you want to?
Pardon?
Is that you? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's me. I'm sorry. It was never included in that rent because the figure was zero, according to them. They're stating that they saved the renters, say, $14 a month based on those numbers. But it sounded like they started out with a higher number, and then that was the savings. But that wasn't how it was. The rent was figured. It was figured on a dollar amount with zero exemption, with zero taxes. Is that making sense?
Okay. Yeah. That was the part that I was having trouble understanding. I understand it, but I can't, and that's why I was stumbling around earlier, Adele and Barbara, because I can't verbalize it. I understand it, I get it, but I have trouble verbalizing it.
Yeah, well, you were not at the meeting, but Luana was, and maybe we should have had a more of a informative staff report or something. With the calling of the emergency meeting, that, you know, actually I did not have, I had zero information.
Well, like I said, Jeremy,
did try to reach you and connect with you, so I don't know what happened there.
Marcia, it seems to me like I remember getting an email telling us to call Jeremy. Did that not happen?
I didn't get an email.
No, I stated it in the phone call.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Well, we're all here now. Hopefully I'll have the clarification that we need. If we don't have, this is the time for anyone to ask more questions. I'm ready. Okay.
Ready, Barbara?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. So am I.
I have one more question. How long would we have to rescind our support if we decided to do it?
Barbara, I assume you're directing that at me. And the answer is, I don't know. I think what we'd likely do is conclude our due diligence probably within the next 1 to 2 weeks. I'm planning to get on the phone with Gary on Monday.
Well,
I don't think it'll take long at all. As I said, it appears at this point that it's just a matter of the way in which the information was presented.
Well,
that should be resolved simply by amending an application.
She's trying to ask another question.
Well, I was wondering if any of this is going to be made public.
Well, it's public right now.
It's public. Yep, it's a meeting.
I mean in the media.
Well, we don't know what the media is going to do.
Okay.
Jeremy, can I ask a question?
Is that you, Vicki?
Yeah, yes, me. Sorry.
Actually, you're supposed to ask the mayor, Vicki.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
Before you got on the line, Jeremy, just to be fair to you, I had made a public comment, and I just want to make sure you're included in that, that you're aware that reading ORS 192.64 were in violation of the minimum 24-hour notice. I know Kitty responded, and this really isn't considered an emergency.
I would respectfully disagree, Vicki, under the circumstances. If it's an emergency meeting, as you know, we can hold the meeting with inside of 24 hours. And in light of the fact that we just got this information yesterday at 11 o'clock in the morning, I think is when the meeting concluded, in light of the time sensitivity with respect to the letter, I don't know what else would be an emergency.
Thank you, Jeremy. That was, I think, pretty much what I said, but in different words. It's all in the timing because of this deadline that they have.
Well, I don't know how we could have prepared for it. I guess that's the bottom line. I don't know how we could have anticipated, what might have been said or ultimately the resolution of the meeting. Ideally, we would have provided the 24 hours advance notice.
Okay. So, if we're ready to make a motion, should it just, Jeremy, just do a simple motion for approval, or also with the acknowledgement that the council can reserve the right to rescind or withdraw the support?
I think that'd be fine. I don't even think you need to even go to that extent, but you can. I mean, whatever the city council feels comfortable with.
Okay, well, I'm comfortable with just the, we know that we obviously reserve that right, that's been stated anyway, so I'm comfortable with just the simple motion for approval of the support letter for Little Deschutes Lodge Phase 2, if anyone else is.
Yes, I am.
Make a motion.
Okay, are you,
I shall move.
Okay, Adele?
I'll second it.
The seconds, all right. We have, it's been moved and seconded. We have a roll call vote, please.
Councilor
McAfee, yes.
Councilor yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Councilor Bradley, yes.
All right. Thank you, Council. Motion passes unanimously. Okay. And since this is a special meeting, we cannot discuss any other city business, correct, Jeremy?
That is correct.
So, with that, I will call for adjournment.
I shall move.
Okay, do we have a second?
Mm-hmm.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Hitchens, yes.
Councilor Banner, yes.
Thank you, Council. The meeting is adjourned at 9:28 a.m.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye, everyone.
Hang up. Bye.
Okay.